One of the great names in theater died last night in New York. Uta Hagen was 84. She's credited with training generations of American actors. Anne Bancroft, Whoopi Goldberg, Liza Minnelli, Matthew Broderick, and many, many more. Hagen was also an acclaimed star in her own right. NPR's Netta Ulaby has this remembrance.
Uta Hagen was one of Broadway's great leading ladies, playing Shakespeare, Chekhov, and Shaw in the 1930s and 40s. But she's best known now as an acting teacher.
The tricks of the trade, really anybody can learn.
Hagen wasn't interested in tricks. She and her late husband, Herbert Berghoff, founded HB Studio in New York in 1947. In an NPR interview from 1999, Hagen said they urged the actors who flocked to them to reject both formal acting and overt naturalism.
Bringing a real human being on stage with selected reality. In other words, it's not an imitation of nature.
It took years for Uta Hagen to develop that philosophy. She was an adventurous, graceful actress who performed with the most famous names of her day. She played Desdemona to Paul Robeson's Othello in 1942, in a segregated America.
Upon my knees, what doth your speech import? I understand a fury in your words, but not the words.
Why, what art thou?
Your wife, my lord, your true and loyal wife.
That was the first show I ever saw, and I was absolutely overwhelmed.
Jerry Stiller is one of Hollywood's leading character actors. Back in the early 1950s, his new bride, Anne Mira, was a student at HB Studio. Through her, he was able to meet Uta Hagen.
I auditioned for her. I did some kind of a basketball routine. I was dribbling an imaginary ball, and she looked at me and said, "No, no, no."
Stiller was accepted nonetheless, and he studied alongside Steve McQueen and Geraldine Page. He says lessons were only $5, a godsend for struggling actors. Anne Mira says what united Hagen's students was desire.
The desire to do good work. And, you know, she can cut through BS very easily, and she could get one back on the track. She just had a great eye and a great way of stimulating you.
Hagen didn't have the opportunity to do much performing of her own in the 1950s. She was placed on the McCarthy-era blacklist and prevented from working in television or film. But in 1962, she made a triumphant return to the stage in the original Broadway production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? She played small, idiosyncratic film roles and leads in ambitious stage dramas that won her critical acclaim up through the 1990s.
The big job in preparing the role is how to draw it to yourself, to your personal experience, so that it becomes not an illustration of somebody, but a full living human being.
Respect for Acting, published in 1972, is the best known of Hagen's books, and she instilled that idea deeply in her students, says Jerry Stiller.
It was almost her mantra that the theater was a place where human beings had the greatest chance to send out a message to everyone else that when you were on the stage, something was going to come out that would affect the entire human condition. And she was the example that we all were following in some sense. She had this wonderful feeling that this was the only thing in the world that we were here for.
Although the cause of Uta Hagen's death is still unknown, she suffered a stroke in 2001 and was in ill health. Hagen left a daughter, a granddaughter, a great-granddaughter, and thousands of colleagues inspired by her aspirations for her craft. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.